Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 17 to 23. And I just want to read the first three verses. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us ward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Amen. Hallelujah. No title, just one scripture to read, and then I want to just pray for you. Paul is writing to the church in Ephesus, and he's saying, I pray that your understanding might be opened, that you may know the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And the word I want to highlight tonight is, what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us ward who believe according to the working of His mighty power? What is the exceeding greatness of His power? Say His power. Say that again, His power. His power. You want to give a title for the 5-minute message? It is His power. His power. Say that again. His power. Not your power. Not your strength. How many of you believe it will be His power that will keep you? Amen. Paul is writing to the church and saying, listen, don't look at your strength. Don't look at your capabilities. Don't look at the strength of your will. Don't look at your abilities. I pray the Holy Spirit will open your hearts, that you might have your hearts enlightened to know the exceeding greatness of His power that is working towards you. Let me tell you, there is something or someone who is working towards you. It is the person of the Holy Spirit. His power is working for you. It's working towards you. If you believe that, say amen. Hallelujah. We live in a time when, you know, you can literally, you know, ellam alaka. For example, the output of sound that is coming through this speaker, you can actually measure it. We look at lights and we say 60 watt lights. We can measure the light, we can measure the sound, we can measure the power that is there in the car. I have a 1000cc bike. And one of my friends here has also got a nice 1400cc bike, Ninja, all the way from Lebanon. You can measure the power that is under your car, in the engine of your car, your bike. You can measure the power in the light, in the sound. There are gadgets to measure it. But when it comes to God's power, the Bible uses the word immeasurable power. You cannot measure it. It is beyond your human intellect. It is beyond your little brain. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You cannot measure the power of God. It is immeasurable, the exceeding greatness of His power. Can you imagine the amount of power that is coming towards you? It doesn't come by your understanding. It comes by faith. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നവർക്കായിട്ട് വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി. The power of God is drawn towards you when you release your faith. Praise the Lord. And Paul is saying this power worked in four ways in that chapter. He's saying that the same power that brought Jesus out from the grave. Are you with me? This power can bring you out of the grave. It can bring you out of your bondage. It can bring you out of your sickness. It can bring you out of the trouble that you are in. This power can bring you out of something. Look at somebody and say, His power can bring you out of something, out of your addictions, out of your bondage. His power can bring you out. Praise the Lord. His power can bring you out. If you believe that, say amen. Hallelujah. Even this evening while I pray for you, I just wanted to stir up your faith before I prayed for you. And the power of God will come upon you. His power that will work towards you to bring you out of your depression, to bring you out of a bondage, to bring out of your curse, to bring you out of your sickness, to bring you out of the hands of the devil. The power of God is working towards you to bring you out. The same power that brought Jesus out from the grave. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. The same power that raised Christ from the dead. Are you with me? Can bring you out of something. Two, this power raised Jesus. In Acts chapter 1, the Bible uses the word, the power of God not only brought Jesus out from the grave, but raised Jesus up into the clouds. അല്ലെ സാധാരണ പറയും അല്ലെ പോൾ വോൾട്ട് ചെയ്ത് വലിയ പൊക്കത്തി ചാടുന്നവരുണ്ട്, പോൾ വോൾട്ട് ചെയ്യുന്നവരുണ്ട്, ഹൈ ജമ്പ് ചാടുന്നവരുണ്ട്. ബട്ട് അത് ചാടിയിട്ട് പൊങ്ങിയിട്ട് താഴോട്ട് പോരും. അതുകൊണ്ടാണ് പണ്ട് മനുഷ്യർ പറയും അധികം ചാടല്ലേ എന്ന് പറയും. ചതിയും ചാടിയും നമ്മൾ പൊങ്ങിയിട്ട് നമ്മൾ തന്നെ താഴോട്ട് പോകും. നീ നിന്നെ തന്നെ ഉയർത്താൻ നോക്കില്ല, നീ ഉയർന്നിട്ട് താഴോട്ട് പോരും. എന്നാൽ ഹിസ് പവർ ദാറ്റ് വർക്ക്സ് ടുവേർഡ്സ് യു, that raised Jesus up, that lifted Jesus up, will not bring you down. Praise the Lord. Even when Jesus Christ comes in the clouds in great glory, will lift you up to meet with him in the clouds in the glory. Hallelujah. His power that lifts you up, ninne taarottu kondirunnathalla, ninne abamanikkunnathalla, uyarthittu taarottu idunnathalla, ninne adi padi padi aayittu moolilekku uyarthunna. Praise the Lord. Athyadhigamaya devathinte shakti innu pagalum ninakku vendi vyapirikkukayanu. Karangal adichu varichu aathmaavil abhishekam praapikkanavar innu pagal praapichonam. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we have a saying, what goes up comes down. But when His power works towards you, you don't come down. Are you with me? Uyarcha thanne praapikkum. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you are afraid that you will come down. If you are trying to make it on your own strength, on your own abilities, on your own, you know, whatever, let me tell you, it might bring you down. But if you trust in the power of Jesus Christ, if you trust in the power of God that is working towards you, the power of the Holy Ghost, it will lift you up and will not bring you down. Look at somebody and say, it will not bring you down. It'll keep lifting you up. It'll keep lifting you up. It'll keep lifting you up. Praise the Lord. Amen. 33.5 കൊല്ലം യേശു സിംഹാസനം ഇട്ടിട്ട് ഇറങ്ങിപ്പോന്നു. പക്ഷെ ആരും അവിടെ കയറി ഇരുന്നില്ല. മലയാളികൾ ആരും ഇല്ലായിരുന്നു അവിടെ. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ആമേൻ. ആരും കയറി. This power not only brings you out, not only lifts you up, but is able to sit you or make you sit. Are you with me? നിന്നെ ഇരുത്തുന്നതാ, സ്വർഗീയ തലങ്ങളിൽ ഇരുത്തുന്നതാ. How many of you understand that? ഇതുവരെ നീ ഇറങ്ങി നടന്നവരായിരിക്കാം. Praise the Lord. You feel like a victim. You feel vulnerable. You feel like a failure. You feel defeated. You feel you're just going to survive and somehow make it through the end of the road. But let me tell you, this power that is working towards you will not only raise you up, hallelujah, but will make you sit in authority, in blessing, in the blessing of God. If you believe that this evening, hallelujah, lift your hand and say, His power. Praise the Lord. And the fourth thing, what? His power will make you reign far above all principalities and power. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, you don't look like a weakling to me. Praise the Lord. You look like a king. You look like a prince. You look like, praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say that. You look like a king. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are destined to reign. Hallelujah. Jesus wants you to reign with him. He wants you to be seated with him. He wants you to reign with him. Rule with him. Are you with me? Then the Parishuddhaatma valare clear aayittu paranju. Ninde jeevithathil aadhipathyam idu vare ആധിപത്യം എടുത്തുകൊണ്ടിരുന്ന ശക്തികളുണ്ട്. നിന്റെ മനസ്സിന്റെ മേൽ അധികാരമെടുത്ത ശക്തികളുണ്ട്. ഡിപ്രഷൻ ആയിരിക്കാം, രോഗമായിരിക്കാം, ഫിയർ ആയിരിക്കാം, ദേശത്തിലെ ബന്ധനങ്ങളായിരിക്കാം, പൈശാചികമായിരിക്കാം. എന്തൊക്കെ നിന്റെ മേൽ അധികാരമെടുത്തോ, ആധിപത്യം എടുത്തോ, അതിന്റെ മേൽ ആധിപത്യം ചലിപ്പിക്കുന്ന ഒരു ശക്തിയാണ് പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി. ഇന്ന് പകലും, പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ആ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി ഈസ് വർക്കിംഗ് ടുവേർഡ്സ് യു. ഓ, പ്രാപിക്കേണ്ടവര് പ്രാപിച്ചോണം, പ്രാപിക്കേണ്ടവര് പ്രാപിച്ചോണം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഗ്ലോറി അൺ ടു ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ്. The first time the word faith is used in the Bible, you know where it is used? The first time? Huh? The first time the word faith is used is in Genesis 15. When Abraham had a battle against four kings, he won. And he is feeling a little afraid, and the Lord comes to him and says, I will give you a shield. Did the Lord say that? No, the Lord didn't say, I'll give you a shield. The Lord said, I am your shield and your great reward. And the Lord said to him, listen, Abraham, you have been saying in your heart, Eliezer shall rule in my house. He shall reign in my house because I am without a child. Eliezer shall rule. But God didn't want Eliezer to rule. God wanted the seed of Abraham to rule. Praise the Lord. There are some of you are saying, I will never see fruitfulness. I will never see victory. I will never see my breakthrough. Abraham is sitting inside his tent and saying that. And God calls him out of the tent. Porathu kondunu. Avan pananda koodarathinte porathu kondunu. Chelavarakke ningal thanne pananda vachako chelathu. Maranjirikkuka. Ithrom madinu maranjirikkuka. Deivam pare porathu va. Andu parnju mollike nokkan paranju. Look at the stars of the sky. Look at the stars of the sky. I will keep your children as numerous as those stars. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. And you know what Abraham said? Abraham said, faith. Amen. That word, Abraham believed God. The word used is, Abraham said, so be it. Amen. 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 How many of you believe that God will not allow somebody else to rule in your house? He will not allow somebody else to rule in your house. He won't allow your main servant or your main slave to rule in your house. He will give you children and descendants, hallelujah, that will glorify his name. He will give you somebody, hallelujah. He will give you Jesus Christ to rule in your heart and in your home, who will reign and not the enemy. Praise the Lord. What do you need to do? Say. Say, Amen. Lift your hand and say, Amen. Come on, with an attitude, say that again. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say it one more time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The exceeding greatness of His power that brings you out, that lifts you up, that makes you sit down, gives you rest. Are you with me? You're not troubled and worked up. It makes you to reign. His power that works towards you. വിശ്വസിക്കുന്നവർക്കായിട്ട് വ്യാപരിക്കുന്ന ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ശക്തി. ആമേൻ. This evening, release your faith. Open your heart. Release your faith. Say, Lord, I am receptive to your power. Your power is working towards me. And we're going to pray together. And let miracles follow your life this week. Let us stand up in the presence of God.
Thank you.
Close your eyes. Lift your hearts. Come on, church, fast, quick. Lift your hearts to him. Say, Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. You are my Lord. You are the Son of God who gave your life for me. I give you my life. come into my heart, be my Lord and Master, be my Savior, rule in my life. Thank you, Jesus. I give you my life. I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. Lord Jesus, I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be defeated. I want to rule with you. Open the eyes of my understanding to see the immeasurable power of God that is working towards me. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. Baptize me, Father, with the power of the Holy Spirit. Baptize me, Jesus, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Let your Holy Spirit have complete freedom in my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. And lift your hands and praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.